This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And backlog. That's what you're talking about if you are talking about the grab for the gavel. Speaker of the House, still nobody, 21 days and counting. Tom Emmer dropped the House Speaker bid after the backlash he got. Says, boom, I'm out of here. I can't do it, because he knows deadlocked, nothing happens when you are deadlocked. Now move over, because the Republicans' fourth nominee is stepping a little bit closer to the speakership. After surviving an abrupt roll call, Congressman Mike Johnson says lawmakers are going to head to the House floor on Wednesday, and that's where it all happens. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Again, thank you so much for hanging with us here on the show. You can always reach out to me 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Nobody's reaching out to me on the Hill. I try, I call, nobody wants to talk. If you're there, they'll talk to you briefly. Say the same thing every single day. That's what we see with all the television swirl. But picking Mike Johnson, maybe he has a chance. He's a popular Louisiana Republican, but he doesn't have the 217 votes you need to win that gavel. So are we really that much closer to electing a speaker after Kevin McCarthy was booted? I mean, it was a really chaotic, tumultuous day. Just off the charts. In the morning, it's one way. In the afternoon, it's another way. As to who is going to survive. It is like survival. Only politicians. No island. It's a different kind of island. So, but there is massive pressure to find a new leader as the House is in this weird frozen state. How do you govern without a speaker? You can't, is the answer. You need to have a speaker, but there is no speaker at this point. So maybe this time around, maybe this one will stick, maybe not. Who knows? How do you overcome a House divided when you're part of the Republican conference? Can it be overcome? I think there's some sort of impasse that needs to happen here. We are talking about this way too much. But I think it's that important to mention it. It's that important. It really, really is. All right, this would be important to the people of Arizona. And what is that? The Diamondbacks beat the Phillies, yeah. Headed to the World Series. Hoorah for them. That is a very, very big win. The Diamondbacks are going to make their first trip back to the Fall Classic since 2001 when they beat the Yankees in a thriller, 7 games. This time they're facing the Texas Rangers, who also haven't been back in so long. So Friday night at Rangers Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, the two will tangle and see who comes out on the other side in this first one. But both teams, how successful are they? The Diamondbacks, a big shout out to them for winning the National League pennant. And now the next step is to close the door and win a World Series. But as somebody who covered the Texas Rangers for a very long time, this particular group of Texas Rangers is very, very determined. I think that the Diamondbacks might have had magic in a bottle all the way around, all season long. But when it is constantly being said how they're the underdog, or they're not as good as the Phillies, or they don't have quite the offense, they're not getting the right kind of pitching, that just makes them rise. They're turning on that momentum heading into the series with the Texas Rangers. So there you go. Hey, we'll talk more about that when we go to the Man Cave. That's coming up in our next segment. Something to update you on with the Israel-Hamas war. We're going to do that. But also Hurricane Otis. We're back on that hurricane watch. even if it's remote. It'll make landfall Wednesday morning as a Cat 5 storm near Acapulco, Mexico. It'll just lash that coastal area with the wind, the heavy rain, potentially, hopefully not, catastrophic storm surge. Otis already has reached Cat 5 strength and is packing crazy winds, like 160 miles an hour with higher gusts. Ooh, would not want to be there for a hurricane. Not where it's full-on, in-your-face wind and the lashing of the of rain. I mean, when you get those strong winds and you're talking anything over 80, ooh, the surf and the rip currents, it would be pretty nasty looking at it. The kind of rain you would get, maybe up to 16 inches of rain total. Some areas even seeing 20 inches of rain. Are you kidding me? Talk about being soaked to the bone. That would be it for sure. Definitely that would be it. So what's the latest with Israel and Hamas and the wartime situation? Emotions are incredibly high. And at the UN, you had the Secretary General who appealed for a ceasefire, saying that clear violations of international humanitarian law were happening in Gaza. Israel's top envoy called on Antonio Guterres to resign immediately after his remarks and said he was not fit to lead the UN. Wow, think about that. Happening on Tuesday. The Israeli Defense Forces said they will not allow fuel to enter the enclave because it alleges that Hamas needed it for its operations, so it kind of contradicts comments from the IDF chief of staff who is saying efforts would be made to provide fuel in Gaza. And U.S. military advisors are urging Israel to avoid an all-out ground assault. Because, you know why? They will not stop. It'll be an assault like you've never seen. But with hostages trickling out, maybe that's the idea. Keep the hostages coming and try to move on from the war. Trying to get them to wrap it up, Israel to wrap it up. Wrap it up and let's move into every other thing that we are concerned about, which is a lot. I don't know what your list looks like. I know what my list looks like, so I'm assuming yours is pretty healthy, too. We have a death to report. He was so fun to watch on the big screen. Richard Roundtree, remember he starred in Shaft, to name a few places that he stepped up in, and he has died, according to his publicist. He was 81 years old. 81 years old. He had a really tough but short battle with pancreatic cancer. That's taken the lives of too many people, including Patrick Swayze, who had it. But, you know, he tried to do the best he could, and then in the end he just, succumbed, I knew I could say that word, to the terrible, terrible disease. All right, coming up next, we go into the man cave. What's shaking in the world of sports? Well, we're going to tell you next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
There's so much that we could talk about, and you know, it's interesting. The one thing that keeps popping up, everyone I talk to, is the talking about the investigation, the NCAA investigation into Michigan for sign stealing, and seeing if what really the truth is with Michigan and stealing the signs. I mean, look, we've heard about sign stealing in so many different sports, and we know it happens. I mean, look at the Astros and what happened with the Astros, which now, of course, the team is different, and it's they're not doing that, but it was something that was absolutely happening. So if Michigan's alleged sign stealing is as bad as it looks, boy, it's not going to be pretty for the Wolverines. Ooh, if it was blatant, oh, no way. And supposedly this Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, is at the center of this investigation about whether he broke rules prohibiting in-person scouting of opponents, bought tickets in his own name to give at 11 different schools in the Big Ten over 3 years, 3 seasons. Supposedly, there's video evidence of people in those seats using electronic devices, because that's the thing we're talking about. The other thing, because of Stallions, that he bought tickets in his own name, like I said, to 11 different schools in the Big Ten over the course of the 3 seasons. Credit cards, they can trace the data, all of that. But there's apparently video evidence of people in those seats using electronic devices to record what's happening on the sidelines of future Michigan opponents, which then could be relayed back to Stallions to help him decode play calls. Wow. I mean, forget it. As I was reading a headline from somebody today, and I think this sums it up, game, set, and match in favor of the investigators, right? There have been a lot of cheaters that have gotten away decades after decades after decades of, you know, doing that. But this is a problem that is so public, and who knew at Michigan is going to be the question. Was it a solo deal? Were other coaches in on it? Did head coach Jim Harbaugh have any idea why one of his staffers was so good at stealing signs? And did he ever think to ask, hey, coach, I know what's happening. I know what's going on. I figured it out. You know, this always bubbles up. Remember Bill Belichick and the sign stealing? And like I said, the Astros. I mean, you can look across at sports and you can pick that, you know, you can pick that out for sure. All right, besides that, some of the big stories, I think, in the world of sports include the playoffs, you know, what's happening in Major League Baseball. Because it's October and going into November, and this thing is a wrap now, a wrap in the sense that we know who the World Series opponents are going to be. Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. It starts on Friday. Arizona going to Texas, and the fans on both sides of this have to be really stoked because it's been so long. When you're talking about, especially Arizona, when you're talking about 20 years, 20 plus years of drought, and then getting, it's so hard to get back to a World Series. All the baseball you have to play during the regular season, then what you have to do in the postseason to get there. So to get back to the first World Series since 2001 is a very, very big deal. And this, I think these two teams, because of different moments, big moments from pitching and from their offense when they needed it, when they were down, both teams being down and pumping themselves up, and it was really a pivotal game five that changed things in both cases where you saw them really roar back. So, this playoff could be a very, very good, tight playoff. And, of course, Major League Baseball, that's what they're hoping for in the front office. I'd be hoping for that. You don't want to see complete blowouts. You want to see you want to see good defense. You want to see incredible offense. And you want some oohs and ahs and people paying attention to a sport in the middle of all the other big sports like college football, like pro football, like the NBA starting up. All of that is part of the competition. And so it's hard in not unless it's the home team, because then people are watching. But trying to get the rest of the nation to really pay attention in this particular time especially is super difficult. But if you have some exciting baseball, maybe you get that. You're going to get the purists. You're going to watch anyway, but maybe you get some of that runoff. And that's, I'm sure, what baseball is hoping for, that's exactly what they'll get. People who just want to see the game, you know, people who want to see anybody play, period. A couple of quick things on the NFL, a few notes, including the Cowboys' Jerry Jones, who says he's willing to trade but won't initiate the talks. He does a talk show, and there's always something that comes out of his daily or his weekly talk show. And he said, he's asked if he's willing to make a trade to improve the Cowboys before the trade deadline. He said it would have to come their way. He said he didn't want to preclude it, but he said the initiation of an opportunity to make a trade that would help us has to start over on the other end. And he said, I kind of like what he said here. He said, that's not showing a lack of aggressiveness. It's just how it starts. So how about that? So in case you don't know, which is rapidly upon us on Halloween, the trade deadline is October 31st at 4 p.m. And the Cowboys, of course, are coming back from their bye at 4-2. And they're in second place behind the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 6-1. And, of course, the Eagles made a big impact, maybe, trade on Monday. They picked up a safety from the Tennessee Titans, Kevin Barnyard, who is a perfect fit for them on paper anyway, and the way he's played with the Titans. But he said, I like where we are with our personnel. I'm not thinking any way we need to upgrade our roster. So 4-2, he said he'd take it. The San Francisco 49ers, the loss to the 49ers is a tough one, I think, because of how they played in the red zone. He talked about that too, which makes sense. But that trade deadline is what's so key, to see who else tries to make the leap, right? Who else tries to make the leap thinking we're just like one player away. If we can figure this out, it could make a very big difference. I love it when you have a coach admitting a screw-up. Or an owner. And Colts owner Jim Irsay said the NFL admits and understands that two pivotal calls at the end of his team's loss to the Browns on Sunday were incorrect. Irsay, who posted the statement in a post on X, aka Twitter, on Tuesday night, was referring to the follow-up with NFL officials to get clarification on the illegal contact and defense pass interference calls in the final minute against the Colts corner, Daryl Baker Jr. The calls helped the Browns, who ultimately won. It was a weird finish, 39-38. So like I said, when you hear a coach admit a screw-up, it's like, wow. But do you think you hear the NFL say, yeah, I mean, they do. They look at it. But the situations and what they called, to me, did not look like they applied here. So you can imagine not picking up that win is a very big deal. When it looked like they were definitely going to do it, they were definitely going to pick it up, it did not happen. Here's what I would tell anybody who puts on a uniform and plays in the NFL. You need to know how to breathe correctly. Rasheem Northington talks about that. I have tried to take all those breaths that he said during the day. I'm getting better, but it's hard. Can you do 20 plus breaths a day? In and out, in and out. You'd be surprised. A lot of us are shallow breathers. He's coming up next.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Reports say at least 10 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. Police say dozens more are injured and they're searching for the shooter in the city of Lewiston. Police have released an image of a man with what appears to be an assault rifle. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11. to go after ISIS and prevent the reemergence in the region.
He conveyed to Iran's supreme leader that the U.S. would take action in response to any further attacks perpetrated by Iran against American soldiers. The newly elected Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now.
I'm Dame Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This time around on Author's Corner, we are going to introduce you to a guy who just has such a impactful book, I'm going to call it. That's the best way to put it. His name is Eugene Coghill. The book is A Loving Deception, and he joins us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, for another edition of Author's Corner. Like I said, Eugene, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to host me.
You know, some people talk about writing a book, but you actually did it. So before we even get into the book, what was that feeling like when you put it together and you actually saw it in the world?
Oh, I can't even begin to describe it. You know, I did some research a while back, and it said like 83% of Americans, I think, want to write a book or have a wish to write a book, but they never, you know, for one reason or another, don't actually do it. And so when they showed up, you know, in the box, Amazon delivered, I'm like, I can't believe I actually did. I'm holding something that has my name on it that came from, it was spoken from nothing into creation. And I'm like, you know, that was just a fascinating moment.
Wow. And what was the inspiration behind writing the book? What motivated you to write?
Well, actually, there's a whole host of things. It was kind of a hodgepodge of things that were going on in my life when I became a Christian, to be honest with you. I had, you know, unlike the typical route where you think a person's supposed to become a Christian, they're supposed to grow, and they're supposed to, you know, have this revolutionary change, well, mine was quite the opposite. I was on a fast track as a backslider, to be honest with you. I mean, I became a Christian. I found myself doing more sins after I became a Christian than before. And I found that very disconcerting because I thought, oh, wait a minute now. I was thinking to myself, you know, the same God that spoke all of creation into existence by his word, all that took place and boom, you know, here we are. How come that word doesn't seem to be having an effect on me? And I was, you know, like I said, I was very concerned about that because, you know, early in my life, I'd gone through some childhood trauma and a very abusive childhood and so on and so forth. And part of that time I was at a juvenile home up in Maryland, and I had, you know, had some time to read the Bible, believe it or not, from cover to cover. And I wasn't a Christian at that time. I just read the Bible from cover to cover just because it was a good way to take up the 1 hour mandatory study hall that I had to do. So I took that on as a project. And I was kind of fascinated with some of the stories I heard and read, you know, about ordinary people, supposedly. But I wasn't so much fascinated with how their life had become, you know, with God working on them. But I was really impressed with who they were before they became a Christian, before God got a hold of them. And things like people like Moses, who was a murderer. King David, who was an adulterer and a murderer and covered up. Abraham, who was an habitual liar. So I looked around and I'm like, man, my goodness, these people were horrendous by the average person's standards. But yet, you know, their lives got transformed around. I was really fascinated how that happened. So I thought, well, man, if this word of God can do that to them, you know, I'm wondering what it can do for the average guy like me. And I thought, you know, I can't be the only one. There's got to be, you know, other people like me who are, you know, struggling with their own life. They don't see themselves going forward in one way or the other. They don't see their lives changing. And yet, you know, there has to be hope out there. So I decided that I was going to exploit, you know, I was going to take a fictional couple and exploit their lives with all the horrendous things that we people get ourselves into. And as far as, you know, getting off track from God or from where we're supposed to be, and see how the word will transform the worst of us. It'll take our sins and, you know, it'll do what it's sent out to do, put it that way. So I think people will find that the book, it delves into how low people can go, but not so, you can't escape the word of God, put it that way. So that was some of the driving force behind getting that message out, that, you know, that God can take a mess and, you know, and turn it into a message, you know, and that's the story of my life.
I like that. God can take a mess. That's the hashtag, and turn it into a message. And really, that's in the book. If you tell us like a little vignette from the book, we're going to peel it back a tiny bit. We're not going to tell you everything, because if you want to get Eugene Coghill's book, you got to go to Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and you get A Loving Deception. But let me peel it back a little bit. Tell us something from the book.
Well, I got this this couple, Wanda and John, and they, you know, they're hypocrites. You know, bottom line is they're hypocrites. They, you know, they're pretending they're, you know, all good, you know, and all like that. But, you know, their secret sins they're indulging in all the time is taking them back. And the thing is, they're deceiving everybody's, but except God and themselves. But they, you know, this book takes them down a roller coaster ride of adultery and, you know, some drug use and, major deception. And, you know, they go on about their lives as though it's normal. Well, the thing is, all these events come to clash together, and then they're forced to, you know, they're forced to peel back who they are. You know, some amazing circumstances draw them into a situation where, you know, as the Bible says, your sins will find you out. Well, trust me, their sins found them out in dramatic ways. And it amazes me that even though they were getting found out, they doubled down in their attempt to cover things up again. And that's what my life was like. You know, I found myself going the extra mile, so to speak, to not be who, you know, not to pull the wool over everybody's eyes except God. And, you know, he brought my own life through a lot of circumstances to bring me back around to where he wanted me to be. And in this story here, this couple goes on a wild roller coaster ride of amazing deception. You know, they put a lot of things were the catalyst to just propel them into a world that they never knew they would find themselves in. But at the end of it all, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says God takes, makes, he'll take works all things for those who love him toward good. And what they didn't know, this couple, was that all those circumstances, that God was orchestrating it to bring about something amazing in their lives. And that's kind of the story of my life.
I love that. And you seem so at peace. So hitting that low and then coming through on the other side and using this couple as part of this, Wanda and John, is it the outcome? Is it just this feeling of euphoria once you go through the fire, so to speak, and come out the other side?
Well, that's a part of it, but it goes into a little deeper than that. It gives people a sense of knowing that, you know, your life has been orchestrated, and if you're in the hands of God, regardless of what's coming down the pipe, like I said, you know, he can work all things toward good. Didn't necessarily say that all things are good, but he can work all things in your life towards good, you know, for his purpose. And so it gives people and myself a sense of hope to say, hey, look, whatever I'm facing, you know, if God orchestrated it, he's going to use it, you know, to bring me along. I mean, I may need hardship to shape my character. Fine. I don't like the moments that I'm going through, but I'm going to love the end results. So it gives you an opportunity to kind of have inner peace in the middle of turmoil in your life, because you know that God's going to use it, and he's going to, you know, like a diamond going through fire. You know, a coal rather going through, you know, the pressure, you know, is going to make you a diamond and make you shine later.
Oh, I like that. Make you shine later. So when people read A Loving Deception, what do you hope they take away from reading it? People that are listening to us that say, well, that's pretty interesting. I want to get Eugene's book. What do you hope it is that they'll walk away with?
Well, I've always said that, you know, if you're a sinner, if you love the sin, or if you've been planning on hiding sin and so on and so forth, this book is specifically for you, because I've always said that, you know, God has a way of loving us all from prostitute to president. So, you know, titles don't mean anything. It's a matter of the heart. For me, I'm realizing in my own life that the Word of God was planted into me when I was an 8-year-old kid in the middle of the horrors of my abusive foster home. My foster mother, she actually planted the Word in me, and it didn't really do anything for me at the moment. But years later, as my life transformed, that same Word started doing what it was sent in my heart to do, you know, to transform me through circumstances, through hardships and stuff like that. And so what I want people to take away from this is, let God be God, you know, put him on notice. His word does what he says it'll do. You know, I mean, I don't want to say dare God or nothing like that, but let's face it. He likes to be put on display. I mean, you know, he likes to do the impossible. I look at some of the stories I've read in the Bible, and I'm like, you know, here's someone who specializes in the impossible. So I want people to take away that their life is not so, it's not beyond the realm of what God can do. I mean, he took nothing and made something. So your life, even if you think of it as nothing, trust me, he can make something out of it.
Wow, perfect place to end this. And as I said, this book will really take you through the gamut. There's no question about it. A Loving Deception, Eugene Coghill. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me. I seriously appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule. And I hope that, you know, this book will speak to the hearts of many.
Boy, I agree with that, too. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818- 865-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. On Author's Corner, we're here with Peggy Jo Henry here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Her book, Curious Are My Stories About Morals. And boy, does she have a story to tell. I mean, when I think about this book and the reason behind the book and how many people can be helped by this, but it's a collection of stories and poems with a twist. And we're going to let you talk about the twist for sure, as I said, when we bring Peggy on. So, Peggy, first of all, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so grateful.
And what are the messages you're trying to convey in your book, Curious Are My Stories About Morals, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold?
Well, the messages can be for different people or different situations. The messages are varied, and it just depends on the person. You got to take the stories section by section, and people get it good or bad, you know, on the messages I'm trying to convey, which is a lot of different subjects and different subjects.
And, you know, it's interesting because I said this at the top. It's a collection of stories and poems. And so it makes your book unique. And so tell us more about what makes your book, Curious Are My Stories About Morals, so different, so unusual.
Well, of course, the game. It's unusual and it's one of a kind. It's done legally, where you look for movie and song titles. I have over 1,000 titles in my book, Curious Are My Stories
About
Morals. Wow. Thousand. Just look at the name Paul. Paul is a movie about an alien, which I've seen. The movie is not in my book, so I can mention it. just pick up a book, a magazine, or list of names. Also in the game, I have an actor, which I have 8 similarities with, and I have you find him also. And just remember that the game is only secondary to the messages I'm trying to convey, and I'm not an expert on messages. I say this in my book.
Yeah, but the, like you said, the game is only secondary to the messages that you're putting out there that you hope the listener picks up on. And I picked up on that, so I know exactly what you mean. So what specifically do you talk about in your book for everybody that's listening?
Well, basically the first one was my suicide attempt where I tried to take the lives of my children is a big one. I talk about what brought it about, and I talk about suicide in general, and I put in the dial 988 entry on a phone that will lead you to the Suicide and Crisis Services hotline, and it's available 24/7, free and confidential. It's there to listen to you, your problems, your situation that makes you unique. I remember back when I was on so much Zoloft, which was a depression medication, but it just wasn't helping. That hospital stay and my suicide attempt forced me to make the change in my mental illness. And, I have a story where it talks about man, how man came around and hopefully saved the earth along the way. Another thing is a fictional person who has an obsessed fan that can lead to criminal activities. And, you know, entertainers experience this all the time. Fans invade their homes and stalk them and even kill them. I give information about an obsession with an air traffic control situation from my psychosis experience. And then I think I had a little one after my daughter was born. My husband had to take care of her. I just went in the shower and I just cried. Postpartum, it was overwhelming. I've been in a lockdown mental institution for 2 psychotic episodes, and I explained the situations. I had a third one that was able to control by my husband at the time and psychiatrist. I must mention that my husband was very supportive with my mental challenges. There's a letter to myself to help a person in that possible situation. It's not the answer. It can lead to sadness and lack of understanding on the person's part that must go through the pain of not knowing why. It hurts the friends or relatives a lot, and maybe even guilt. Think about them. My book, Curious Stories About Story. My book, Curious, on my stories about morals has so much to do with life. Again, I'm not expert. I have these vertical words that tie into the stories. I give a lot of information on myself, which makes it an autobiography. I have distractions, a story where I had an air traffic control mistake. I was able to correct, but hundreds of people would have died if it occurred. And I talk about scams. That's another subject I'm passionate about. I've been involved in 2 of them. I explain mine and hopefully advice on how to prevent them. People lose billions of dollars a year on these scams. It's mind-boggling how easy it is to be scammed. I work at CVS, and all the time people come in for gift cards to pay for services, and you just can't do that. It's for the gift card that you're buying it for, not to pay for a service. I have the poems, and they're mostly simple ones. My favorite is My Stuffed Animal. Children can be so different from their parents, and there needs to be an understanding on the parents' part. You can expect some little person with their own mind and actions. So I don't know if you've noticed, but I do use a lot of I's in my description because it is about me and nobody else. Of course, there are other topics, but too many to discuss certain at this time.
Yeah, you know, so and I'm thinking, wow. So you're being so honest, and it's wonderful because I think there's so many people out there that can't share their stories, and you were vulnerable and shared your story. That's what I think is so amazing about this book. How will your book, Curious, Are My Stories About Morals, change people's lives? Do you think, Peggy?
Well, it just depends on the person. You know, it's several stories, and somebody might read a story and take the message, and it could be good or bad. It could change their life, or maybe it won't change their life. But there's several stories in there that can relate to at least one person that reads my book.
Yeah. So, and you know, we've said the title now and where people can get the book. How did you come up with the title of your book?
Well, first of all, it was supposed to be, are my stories about morals? Then I thought, I'm not an expert on morals, so I needed something else. Nobody knows me, so curious sounded good because it just makes people curious at first. Let's say you're going through the checkout line at the store, and it has lines for impulse buys. CVS has this. When you go through the checkout line, they have candy, little knickknacks and stuff like this. And you see the word curious, and you pick up my book and make a quick decision to buy it.
I like it. That was very, very clever. So, Peggy, speaking of where you can buy it, and I've mentioned it a couple times, but from you, where can they buy your book, Curious, or My Stories About Morals?
Well, the best place to buy it is on my website. It's easy to remember, just my name, PeggyHenry.com. They leaved out the Joe. I wish they hadn't, but it's just PeggyHenry.com. You'll find the description from the back of my book, which explains the game. Note from me in the review section on more of the subject matter like today. Reviews and comments from readers. Currently, I'm working on a trailer for it. You can also get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but they only give the back of the book description, not the little note that I have. And like I said, more information on my website. Again, it's PeggyHenry.com.
PeggyHenry.com. Peggy, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This has been a pleasure. I'm so nervous.
No, you did a great job, and the listeners, I'm sure, love you. Go and get that book on her website, as she said, PeggyHenry.com, or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, whatever is convenient for you, and thanks for listening to this interview. So we leave you with this, an artist in Ohio with the great idea to put Taylor Swift's face on a 399-pound pumpkin for Halloween. Can you imagine? I have to say this is radio, but I want you to visualize the lipstick, the eyes that she has where they're sort of half closed. That's what it looks like on the pumpkin. It's actually beautiful. A well done job. Must be a pretty good artist. This artist has been painting giant celebrity pumpkins since 1988. Her name is Jeanette Paris, and she's 68 years old. Look, she painted pumpkins in the likeness of Kanye West and Donald Trump and Baby Yoda. Ooh, my favorite. So it was a perfect idea to go with Taylor Swift. And here's what I like. They called it the Taylor Swiftkin. Unveiled on the porch in Ohio, a major attraction, you can bet, for people in that neighborhood. I don't know, you know, it was hard for me this year to come up with what am I going to dress up for Halloween, what am I going to dress up as, and I didn't decide to go with Taylor Swift, kind of my version of a modern Barbie. I'll leave it at that. So thanks very much for listening to this version of the show and this interview. Make it count, everybody.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.